Yes.
Welcome to the show.
Why is there a watermelon?
You said you wanted watermelon.
And also, August 3rd is National Watermelon Day.
Ooh, watermelon.
Holy watermelon.
National Watermelon Day today.
Very impressed with this seedless watermelon. They've done it. We now have seedless watermelon.
National Watermelon Day.
Come on. Watermelon sugar. It's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Watermelon with just a little bit of salt sprinkled on it. I don't know where that came from. That's my childhood. It was always my dad's favorite. Good morning. Happy Tuesday to you. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Love that you're here with me this morning because, boy, we have got some... We've got some good stuff to get out today, including today's poll question, which are we just living in the past or should times change for the military? Literally. Should men in the military just be allowed to grow beards? You can if you have a religious exemption. Thank Commissioner John Engels for this question today. Sent me an article from the Daily Mail about a U.S. Army sergeant who is the first Christian soldier to be allowed to keep his beard and grow his hair long. Now, if you are a Norse pagan service member or a Sikh or a Muslim, you were already allowed to. You were given religious exemptions. But is that just something that is a bunch of bureaucracy now? Should we just remove that and let men or women in the military grow beards now? Because, well, you know, we've got that other thing going on too. So is that just something we need to do away with? What are your thoughts on that? 884-9910, talk and text, or hit the poll question at 923fmtalk.com or 991fmtalk.com. So yesterday's poll question, also brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Do you believe Dr. Fauci when he says the U.S. will likely not be locked down again? 96% of those participating in the poll said no. Personally, I don't believe anything that comes out of Fauci's mouth. He is, you know, people are still going off on that, President Trump, he's a liar and he lied. And they still haven't given me anything that he lied about. I'm still waiting. But Biden, Fauci, Schumer, Pelosi, yeah. We've got the lies on tape and play them back regularly. See what happens when you are manipulated into this. Well, he did this. He does. He's a liar. He's a liar. Prove it to me. Prove it to me. Because there is a memo out that somebody put on Twitter, one of the Washington insiders, that knows, and I found out about this like, I don't know, 4 days ago, last week, end of last week, that in 2 weeks, Biden was going to put on his fake crying face and shut the country down nationally again, which is something that we should all be worried about. They're going to come back at us for, you know, we just need 2 weeks to stop the spread of the Delta variant. The Delta variant. You're not buying in to that, I hope. I really, really, really hope you're not buying into the Delta variant, because there is no test for the Delta variant. It is a COVID PCR test. The rapid response PCR test, the one that the FDA has deemed faulty. So much so that they recalled it. Yeah. All those rapid PCR tests being recalled. But wait a minute, everybody's calling for, you know, tests. If you're not going to get the vaccinations, then you need to be tested every week. Really, what are you going to be tested with? So a gentleman, and I'm going to bring the audio back in the next segment because you need to hear it for yourself. Gentleman took it upon himself to call around and say, you know, hey, I work in the healthcare system. I need to get the Delta variant test. Called multiple medical centers. Well, we can test you for COVID, but there's no Delta variant test. We can't test for the variants. Oh. So healthcare professionals know that. They get rather irritated, actually, when you call them on this. So what's with all the masks and the tests and the shots? It's to get you to comply. I love this. It just shows how intelligent some people actually are. Check this out. I love this guy.
Don't need a mask. The mask is about compliance because they know Canadians like to do what they're told. So if they tell you you have to wear a mask, next they're going to tell you you have to contact trace. Then they're going to tell you you have to take the vaccine. And because Canadians like to do what they're told, they're hoping that everyone just complies. And then guess what, kids? Once you take your vaccine, like a dumb person that doesn't know any better, they're going to tell you, sorry, the vaccine isn't as effective as we thought it was going to be. So now you still got to wear your mask, still got to get contact trace, still have all the restrictions and social distancing, and still take your vaccine. And then what did you get out of all of this? You got a whole year where you weren't allowed to travel, your business was closed, they took your rights and freedoms, they forced the vaccine on you, and what happened? The same amount of people died, everything is the exact same, and now they're going to put you back on lockdown and bring it all the way till July of next year so they can do the same thing again, bring you from July, August, and September, getting you off lockdown, but just to bring you back on lockdown again. If you idiots haven't figured it out yet, it's a perpetual cycle that you never get out of. And it's a way to take your rights, your freedoms, close your business, take your wealth. Why? So you become dependent on government. Why? If you're independent, the government works for you.
Do you know when that interview was recorded in that protest? Well, let me tell you. June of last year. What was he, psychic? No. Some people just understand what's going on a little better than others. The perpetual cycle. And it will always come around so they can declare themselves the saviors. Oh, we're doing this to take care of you. We don't want anybody dying. Guess what? You can't stop the viruses out there. You can't stop any virus, whether it be nature or a biological weaponized version of the flu. You can't stop it.
Well, we know that, Monica. The vaccine is to make it less, you know, intrusive on you.
Yeah, no. Your body does that. Your body does that by building up its immune system. these vaccines weaken your God-given immune system. That's why people are getting sicker. Because they were never treated for COVID in the first place to get it out of their systems. It's very easy. The medications are out there. The hydroxychloroquine, the ivermectin. Regeneron works miracles once you've had it and you've been totally taken out with it. So why are they being kept back? Because they're already proven to be effective? Yeah. Because then the pharmaceutical companies don't make any money. This just shows you how powerful the pharmaceutical companies are and how corrupt our system is to where they control the politicians. Look at who owns the pharmaceutical companies. Same banking families. The people who invest in these pharmaceutical companies, the same people who are telling us to take all this stuff. Fauci, Gates, yeah, politicians. Stop being fooled.
Feeling hungry, but not that hungry? Then come on down to Tiny's Little Steakhouse.
No 32-ounce porterhouse steaks here. In fact, our steaks are so small, we don't even have a porterhouse on the menu. We call them porter huts.
No steaks over 6 ounces, guaranteed. And every steak comes with a green bean and a french fry. Feeling thirsty? Order one of our teeny craft beers served in a shot glass. And save room for dessert, because we've got thimbles of ice cream served with a single chocolate chip. Tiny's Little Steakhouse, where your memories will be full, but not your tummy.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. Hopefully taking away a little knowledge of the left versus right. This is coming from the National Pulse. So a scientific journal paper, just making the suggestion. It's not on the House floor yet or anything like that. But who knows? Maybe it will be. Scientific journal papers suggest making it a federal hate crime to criticize Fauci. Really? That's what we should be doing? A scientific journal article authored by Professor Peter Hotz, a frequent guest on mainstream media networks, called to extend federal hate crime protections for scientists facing criticism from alleged far-right extremists, including National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases Director Anthony Fauci. Seriously? From far-right extremists, you mean the people who are actually seeking the truth? What about the scientists who actually invented the mRNA process? The scientists who invented the vaccine? The scientists who invented the PCR tests? Who are completely contradicting what Fauci is pushing in the mainstream media? Are those the far-right extremists that they're talking about? Huh. Or is it just you and me? Interesting, I got a text the other day that if the FBI shows up on a local man's door for posting on Facebook about the January 6th incident event, and he wasn't even there, and still local FBI show up on his doorstep? Yeah, we're all in trouble. Just look at Australia. Australia, Sky News Australia gets bumped off of YouTube for pointing out the facts. Australia being locked down once again for this Delta variant, which, by the way, prove it to me that it's a Delta variant, a different strain. And because so many people were protesting, so many people were standing up for their own God-given rights, not rights granted by a constitution or anything, God-given rights to be free, they now have the military working to suppress people. The military on the streets in Australia, making sure that Australians do what they're told. We're in a big test, people. This is all just about who's going to play nice and who's going to stand up for your rights. What are you going to do? Let's check in with, is it Mikhail? Let's check in with Michael this morning. Michael, thanks for calling into the program. What are your thoughts this morning? What did you want to talk about? Wait a second, Michael. I got to get you through the system here. There you go. Hey, Michael.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay. Hey, I just have a question. First of all, I enjoy your show and listen to it every morning. There was a comment made about the Delta variant, and they don't have you can't get a test for the Delta variant because they can't distinguish between that and the COVID-19. So I just happened to call the number. I asked the person, I said, hey, can I get a Delta variant test? And he said, yes. And I said, well, is it any difference between the 19 and the Delta variant? And he goes, yes. And it was kind of confusing because, I'm told, one, you can't get a Delta variant test, but then he said you can. And then the other thing was kind of curious was that if you have a COVID test, not a test, but the vaccine, let's just say, and if you tested positive for the Delta variant, they're saying that you don't have to quarantine if you had it within 90 days. And after 90 days, they said then you have to quarantine just like you would have to with the COVID-19 test. So again, it's very confusing. So I don't know if I got the right information, or does that sound something that you found out?
Michael, I would really like to know who you called, because they're lying to you.
I can give you the number.
Oh yes, please leave it with my producer before you hang up, and because that person is lying to you. There is no Delta variant test. And the PCR test that they're using, even the inventor of it says, this is not to be used for COVID-19. It cannot distinguish between dead strains of the flu, colds, what they're calling COVID-19. It wasn't designed for that. That's why they ramped it up to so many cycles of running it at 40 cycles when it should be ran at like 20 to find an active source of the infection. When you're running it at high speeds, it's finding dead strains.
Right.
So, yeah, if they're telling you that there is a Delta variant test, they're flat out lying to you.
Okay. Yeah, and I'll definitely share that number with whoever you want me to talk to also.
Yeah.
And the other thing I really, as far as the mask thing here in Nevada, I am so just disappointed with that whole thing. It's just not right. I mean, everybody, if you want to mask up, fine. If you don't, then don't. I mean, I don't know what this governor is doing to us. It's just terrible.
Well, they're pushing the agenda, Michael. The Michael, the agenda is they have to get people back into masks because we are going to see riots here within the next 2 weeks when all the fraud information comes out, when the shutdowns are coming back, and people have to be able to riot without their faces being recognized.
Yeah, and that's just too bad. It should never have to go that way either. But and I do appreciate a lot of these businesses I've been going to around the area that are basically they're refusing to mask up, to say, hey, come on in. You don't need a mask. So I'm happy to see that too. So, well, Monica, look, you have a wonderful day. And then y'all get that number to whoever you want me to talk to, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, we're going to put you back on hold. Dan's going to put you on hold, and he's going to get the number from you. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate your call today.
Live, local, FM talk, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. If you head on over to 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com, you can participate in today's poll question. Today's poll question is about the military. So the first Christian has now gotten a religious exemption because he is a certain sect of the Christian religion. First military man, Christian, to be able to sport a beard. Muslims, Sikhs, Norse, they can seek religious exemptions, and they do, so they can have their beards. Well, this is the first Christian. Should anybody in the military be just allowed to grow a beard? Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. There's a twist to this, though. You know, we go back to, oh gosh, religious, you know, choices, things like that. Choices. You know what? Sometimes those rules are put in place to protect people. Okay? So I received this from one of my military supporters. If you have a beard and come under chemical attack, your protective mask will not seal properly, and you die. So are these rules put in place to protect you and protect those around you? Because if you're getting sick, you might be contaminating other people. So here's the deal. People know the rules. Do we lax the rules for religious exemption, or do we keep the rules in place to keep people protected and just say, you know what, if you want to grow a beard, if that's your religious exemption, then you cannot serve in these positions. And they're relegated to do other things. Talk about going down a rabbit hole with the military. So many different things that they allow and don't allow. Those have to be brought out before you join. It can't be just about building the numbers up in those recruiting offices. People have to know what you can and can't do. Yesterday's poll question. Do you believe Dr. Fauci when he says the U.S. will likely not be locked down again, even though Biden has already mumbled that, yeah, there's a great possibility that it will be? 96% of those participating in the poll say no, they don't trust him. Okay, so looking into our last caller, Michael, appreciate that, gave me a number. Why there is no test for the Delta variant. So it would be interesting to know why I backtraced the, well, I didn't. My producers backtraced the number for me. 328-2427. This is the number that Michael called. Yeah. That's the Washoe County Health District hotline through the Nevada State Medical Association. They're telling people that there is a Delta variant test. Why are they willing to lie to people about that? Just curious. Your government at work. Let's go back to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Tim this morning. Hi, Tim. Thanks for being on the program.
Hey, thanks so much. Always do a great job. Love the show.
Thank you.
Hey, I just want to bring up this maniacal push about this Delta variant, and it's just as amazing to me that it's never brought up about what the actual rate of death is in terms of the percentage of fatalities from the actual variant, if indeed that's what it is, because it just seems so over the top. I smell a rat, and I think a lot of other people do as well, that just doesn't seem right. And the second thing I want to bring up real quick is all this stuff too about the masks and so on, about the actual effectiveness of an aerosolized virus. I can't possibly imagine that it can function as a preventative or really serve any purpose in an antiviral capacity. I mean, I took plenty of great training in the military, and at that time it was called NBC, Nuclear Biological Chemical. And, I mean, you really have to be buttoned up tight in order to operate and survive in those type of environments in a meaningful manner. And to think that you put some cloth around your face and walk around and you're not going to get infected by your eyes or anything else, let alone the mask itself, is ridiculous.
I know, but when you've got the media out there pushing it, people fall for that false information, that false sense of security. Because look at how many people got COVID who were wearing masks. It proves they don't work. Even if you're wearing the N95 mask, you still can get COVID. If you keep yourself in the house all day, you can still get COVID. That's the thing, Tim. There, this mass hysteria that was pushed by the media and politicians, that people don't know what to believe, and they're believing the wrong sources. They need to go to the actual scientists who are saying, this stuff doesn't work. It's like a chain link fence keeping a mosquito out. And the thing with the masks, yeah, Tim, it is just to protect people's identities, because we will see the riots come back.
Yeah, I believe that too. You know, the last, real quick, last thing is the CDC's website. I looked it up yesterday about the whole PCR testing regimen, how that's going to be phased out. I believe it's the end of the year, and they have 12 different tests that they want to select from. And from my understanding of the reading of it is they're doing that because in addition to the inaccuracy of the test, PCR test, that it can't differentiate between seasonal flu and COVID. And that's why I think it makes sense to me why you have zero flu infections over the last 18 months, because it's all being wrapped up in the COVID cloth.
Exactly.
So, it's just the whole thing, like I said before, I just smell a rat. It's just ridiculous.
Well, and that rat that you're smelling too, Tim, is, remember, listen to what they're saying, because they're not talking about COVID deaths and they're not talking about Delta variant deaths anymore. They're talking about cases. The cases are up. The numbers are up. Those cases that they keep saying that are up, you know, they could be false positives, that these people aren't showing symptoms. They're not. It's just to put the fear into people, and people are buying it, except for people like you, Tim, that actually do your due diligence.
I try to be a good citizen.
Well, keep helping spread the word out there, because there are still way too many people that just they're trusting these people that, you know, in all actuality, we should be able to trust. We should be able to trust the Nevada State Medical Association and the Washoe County Health Department and the CDC and the FDA. But you can't anymore, because it's all about money and power now, money and control.
Hey, you know when you're on their website, and I know on the Nevada site for vaccine information, and they have a little chat bot that comes up in the right hand side. Mm-hmm. Hey, do you type in your question? And I did this yesterday too. I typed in, "What are the known risks of the COVID vaccine?" And then it thinks for a little bit and comes back, and it said, "We don't have such information."
Yeah,
or words to that effect. You know.
Yeah. Yeah,
Everyone needs to try it yourself. Don't believe, take my word for it. Try it yourselves.
Yeah. And you know what? Officials are saying that too. And I'm going to get into that in the next hour, why the Department of Corrections, they need to be investigated. And I'll get into that in just a moment. We've got whistleblowers that are coming out that, you know, we have to support these people. Tim, thank you so much for doing the test yourself, and hopefully, you know, you can get other non-believers, the people who are still sleeping on this, trying to figure it out, you can get them to do the tricks as well, to figure it out how they're lying. Tim, thank you so much for calling into the program today.
DFM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
The Monica Jay Show.
A patriot of the first order.
On FM Talk 99.1.
KKFT.
92.3 FM Talk.
Got your opinions and I got mine.
And we share them respectfully. It's The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Quick text here at 884-9910. What about HIPAA? What about HIPAA? HIPAA is just another one of those, you know what? It's the same thing with OSHA. They write these rules. And we're seeing more and more of these rules being rewritten. Yeah. So they'll just go in and change the HIPAA regulations that, oh, yeah, no. Vaccination records, that can be released to anybody. HIPAA, that's a joke. Sorry to let people in on that, but, you know, they just go in and rewrite it. I had the information. I had the sheet. Still have it from OSHA that talks about, you know, your rights. 3 days later, after we were talking about it, it was rewritten with COVID rules. Yeah. None of this stuff, that's why you have to go in the Wayback Machine. Speaking of the Wayback Machine, last week I was telling you about a little puppy named Bo. Well, actually, he's not so little. He's 3 years old, but he's an absolute doll, an absolute love baby, and he needs a major surgery. Joining me right now is my good buddy Rebecca, who is one of the founders of the Rottweiler Rescue here in Northern Nevada, and we have a big plea. Rebecca, thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Monica, for helping me out with this. This guy is such an awesome guy. He's. Can I give you a little backstory on him?
Yes, please.
So we rescued the mom 3.5 years ago. She was dumped off at the shelter, and after we rescued her, she gave birth to 13 puppies. 10 days after we rescued her, she gave birth to 13 puppies and 12 made it. And Riot, we actually named him Riot because he's such a character, and his failed family named him Bo. So we've changed his name back to Riot because he's such a character. So he was a little bit off to begin with, and so we kept him because he had, like, neurological issues. So we kept him until he was about 6 months old, and then we placed him in what we thought to be a perfect home. But he developed seizures about 3 months ago, and the family's like, well, you know, it's just seizures, we can deal with it. But then he actually blew his both knees out, and the family calls me up and says, you know, he's got seizures and he blew out both of his knees, and not only can we not afford it, but we just don't have the time to deal with him. So you can either take him back or we're going to euthanize him. So we took him back and we have him, and he's a great guy. And we just need help to pay for both TPLO surgeries on both of his back knees.
So you've started a GoFundMe page. We have the doctor,
yes,
we have the vet, we have the medications. He's on pain medication right now, but we just need the money to get the surgeries done. How much is that going to be?
We've been working with Mountain View Animal Hospital, and they're telling me that it's $3,500 a knee. And the current medications that he's on is about $200 a month. He's on tramadol, he's on gabapentin, he's on phenobarbital. We're also giving him MCT oil and CBD, and all of that is about $200, a little over $200 a month.
Yeah.
So $7,000 for just his knees, and then $200 a month for the medications. He won't be on the medications long term because we're hoping we can take down the painkillers, you know, once he's recuperated. And then a buddy of mine, Beth Williams from Canine Rehab, has donated a lot of the rehabilitation for him as well.
Oh, that's absolutely awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. Once he gets, you know, he has the surgery, he has to have rehab to learn how to walk again because they're reconstructing the entire knees.
Yeah. So how can people find the GoFundMe page to help out? Because if we get enough people just, you know, throwing a 10 and a 20 here, we can take care of Riot and get these surgeries for him.
Absolutely. Every penny counts. I set up a GoFundMe a couple weeks ago, and it's help Riot, help save Riot, help and help him walk. But if you go to GoFundMe and just type in Riot and then my name, Rebecca Randolph, then you'll be able to find it.
Okay, because I would be afraid to type in just Riot into GoFundMe.
Oh, yeah, no kidding, right? Not in today's time. So
yeah, it goes right back to PLM.
Exactly. So you could type in help Riot and then my name, Rebecca Randolph, and it should say help save Riot, help Riot walk.
All right. I'm going to also have this linked on my Facebook page, and I'm going to put a link on the page at 991fmtalk.com and 923fmtalk.com. So if you want to help Riot and any way you can, and let's get this paid for and get this puppy back on his way of just a great, great life. Rebecca, thank you so much for joining me today. And thank you for all you do with all of the Rotties out there. And, you know, he's going to need a home once all this is said and done as well. It's the Monica Jay Show. See, it's not all about COVID. We do some good things too. We'll be back right after this.